It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds.
A new study from the University of Washington finds that parents who talk one-to-one with their infants could be doing them a very big favor.
Let's find your shoes when we go outside. Your shoes. Shoes. Shoes.
Babies are more likely to acquire language when spoken to directly in something that researchers call parentese. To research the topic, they put microphones on babies to record what the kids were hearing from the baby's perspective.
No shoes there. There they are. There are your shoes. Yay. We have shoes. I found the shoes.
Well, that's the happy news. Joining us with more about this research and what it could mean for us and for policymakers is Patricia Kuhl. She's co-author of this new study, professor and co-director of the Institute for Learning and Brain Sciences at the University of Washington. It's always great to see you. What was that we just heard exactly?
Well, that was a mother at home having an interaction with her little 11-month-old. And the point of the study is to see whether or not this style of speaking, parentese, as we call it, that we've measured in the laboratory really exists at home and what effect it has on the baby.
Now, I thought that was called baby talk. Is there a difference between the two?
Baby talk is the 50-year-old term that cultural anthropologists started, you know, traveling to other countries and listening to this strange style of speech that they heard whenever adults were talking to children.
Anywhere.
Mothers, fathers, anywhere in the world. And it had this quality of a raising of the pitch about an octave. You know, you're talking like I'm talking, and then you turn to your two-monther and say, "Hello, how are you? Open those big blue eyes." And so, you know, they're listening in a foreign language and sort of staring at these people and the children's reactions. So they named it a kind of baby talk. But then people assumed baby talk was something like ba ba goo goo. And it took lots of years for scientists to document that when parents talk to kids, it's a simpler language, simpler style of words, simpler words, simpler grammar, and this wonderful acoustic and emphasizing on the sounds.
Most of us who've had kids know that we've done this, but I don't think any of us thinks of this consciously. So what is happening when that mother speaks to her 11-month-old about shoes, or if I ask my son about, you know, a piece of toast?
What's interesting is that it is unconscious. You can't actually teach it. The only people who don't seem to do it are people who are depressed. Mothers who are depressed don't use this style of speech. And so we think of it as an unconscious, sort of automatic attempt to connect. It's a social interchange with your child.
Clearly, it's more than just me bonding with my baby.
Right. It's more than you bonding with your baby, but it's that too. The beauty of this little signal is that it grabs the heart and it grabs the mind, because it is this beautiful signal that conveys affection, but it's also this signal in which the sounds are stretched, which is good for the brain's coding of the sounds. That's what the babies are doing at this time. They're about to launch first words. So the study put the microphones on the babies. We wanted to know, what's the auditory world like of the baby? First-person perspective. So we get the entire auditory world. That's what's fun about it.
So you're recording what the babies are hearing. Are you also seeing what happens to the babies, or how they speak, or what their reactions are?
So the point of the study was to contrast one-on-one. We had a hypothesis. It's parentese plus one-on-one interaction, because that whole social exchange allows you to give the baby time to talk back. And as we heard in the clip, when she finds the shoes and she's kind of going, yay, the baby's trying to go, hey, you know, join the club. We love this. It's good for the brain because it has this dual purpose of social emotional connection and this linguistic style. So what we did was compare parentese and groups of adults talking to the children. And then we compared using parentese versus adult-directed utterances, like the adult-directed speeches.
Where are your shoes,
yeah,
Jane?
Yeah, exactly.
And that doesn't work.
So we connected what parents and adults in the house, all adults in the house, were doing in interaction with the child, and its relation to baby babbling, so you heard utterances that are speech-like from the baby, and their language at the age of two.
I'm talking with Patricia Kuhl from iLabs, and I'm always so fascinated by this interchange. Their language by the age of two. So did you follow these kids over a period of time?
Yes, so this is a longitudinal study where we measure them either at 11 months or 14 months. And the answer with regard to the study is the same for those two ages. And then we measured their babbling then and then measured their language at two. And the same truth is told at both measurement points.
What are examples of language interaction that wouldn't bind a baby's brain?
Well, I think when we talk to them in a kind of adult ease, which is what I'm doing to you now. So if I look at the child and say, okay, we're going to go have breakfast now. Okay, we're going to go out to dinner, or we're going to do X or Y. Or often you hear do this, do that, directives, rather than conversations. What we're trying to tell parents at all levels is that it doesn't matter whether you're a lawyer or whether you're a mom who is staying at home, whether you're a mom who's working two jobs and you have your child being taken care of during the day by someone else, it's whatever adult and your time, whenever you have it, when you're in front of the baby, what you want to do is focus on the child, not your cell phone, not any other work you've got to do, not the laundry, or as you're doing the laundry, interact with that child and involve in that serve and volley kind of stuff.
So do you notice delays in speech development for kids who don't have that one-on-one interaction?
We've noted that the use of parentees is associated with better language skills up and down the scale. And so we think it's the combination. It isn't just the words. It isn't just, you know, there's a gap, the 30 million word gap between kids growing up at the age of three. How many words have they heard if they're growing up in a professional family versus a family on welfare? But our thought is words are definitely, the quantity of words is definitely important. The quality, though, is what this study pointed out, because the device that the child wore actually had a word counter on it. And we pitted quantity of words against quality of words. And it turns out it's this quality of interaction and the quality of the style of speech that you're using when you're speaking to the child that makes the difference.
Are we talking about very early age, or is this something that could be addressed in early childhood centers or preschools?
I think all adults who talk to children, and this is from the earliest ages on, whether they're in daycares or any other kind of childcare settings, adults should know this, because adults should be speaking to the child in this kind of way. All children need some one-on-one interaction. And one-on-one interaction gives them a chance to talk. You're really focused on them. And every child needs to be talked to, and we think parentese, the evidence is in that parentese is the best style of speaking to children.
Patricia Kuhl is co-author of a new study that talks about how children learn language from a very early age. She's professor and co-director at the Institute for Learning and Brain Sciences at the University of Washington. Always great to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you, Marcy.
It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.